Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to go ahead with my announcements. I want to make sure, amen, that everyone knows that these are ministries, amen, that's coming to you live with you in mind, glory to God, spreading the word, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. So I encourage you, if you can't get online, it holds up to 50, but it just perhaps you can't get online, you can go back and listen to each and every one of them on demand. The first one that kicked it off on yesterday was none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. She preached an awesome sermon. Oh, my God, my God, my God. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it. If faith comes by hearing, the show came on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. So I encourage you to give to the ministry. Amen. You know, when God pricks your heart to give, just give. You don't have to say, well, Lord, you know I ain't got it, because understand, he ain't going to ask you to give nothing that you ain't got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't have it, then he ain't going to ask you to give it. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm the first Hour of Power. Then I encourage you to tune in, amen, and give to the ministry again. Glory to God. And then if you move on down, amen, just a little bit further, we're going to have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, after you listen and get off, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Go over and hear what the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine. Glory to God. Our author, hallelujah, of the Wild Team, my God, the Heart Reflections. I want you to go ahead and purchase the book. Hallelujah. You know, now's a good time if, you know, you want to give some gifts. This is a good gift to give. Glory to God. You know, it's better to give than to receive, but this is a real good gift to give. You know, if you got children in college and, you know, they're, you know, out way out in college, and you can get this book and you can go ahead and send it to them. Amen. Say, I'm giving you an early Christmas present. Hallelujah. You can buy 5 or 6, you know, ever how many you want to buy. If you want to buy more than that, hey, by all means, buy them. Glory to God. They're only like $1.29. It's on Amazon. And she has it on her Facebook page, how you can go on there and get it. The steps are on there, and the steps are easy. So you can go on and purchase your book, and you can send your early Christmas present out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we spend money on everything else. We go and you buy expensive perfume. You'll go and you'll buy expensive purses. You'll go and make sure, you know, I want to make sure little Lulu got all this here, the doll house, the cradle, and everything. So I'm going to encourage you, give the gift of a book on this season. Hallelujah. So go ahead on Amazon and purchase your book. It's waiting on you. I've got mine, glory to God. So I'm encouraging you to go and get yours. Hallelujah. And if you move on up a little bit, amen, on Tuesday night we got the tag team duo, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, glory to God. We call them the Wild Radio, because, I mean, I'm telling you, it be off the chain every Tuesday, live, glory to God. It comes on Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, whatever the need may be, hit them up on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them, let them know what you need. Because guess what? Everything you need is in the house, and it's waiting on you. Amen. But guess what? You have to come and get it. You know, if you don't ever go and get nothing, then nothing happens. You know, it's well, yeah, I got faith. Well, what are you doing? You got to activate that faith. Glory to God. You know, when you buy a new cell phone, you have to go and get it activated, right? Because if you don't get it activated, then guess what? It ain't going to work. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to activate your faith. Glory to God. My God. To go ahead and hit them up and let them know. Amen. Go to Facebook and they're on there and you can inbox them and let them know what you need. But you're going to get a call. Amen. Glory to God. From the apostle and the pastor. But it'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Glory to God. And now I want to encourage you to come on and give. You know, you will receive many, many, many perks. You'll be placed on personal prayer lists where you will be prayed for by believers who believe in prayer. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, it's only $25 or more, and you'll become a partner. Come on and join and be blessed. This ministry will bless you so it'll bless your socks off. Hallelujah. It'll be none like you've ever heard before. You know, they said, well, y'all on radio. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. It's reaching the world. I can guarantee you that. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a building. Amen. We're just without walls. Hallelujah. That means we take the limit off God. That's all it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't got to be inside the walls. Hallelujah. He can be online. He can be on the outside, on it, wherever he want to be. Hallelujah. If we always say he's omnipotent, hey, do you know what that really means? He's everywhere. He's all anywhere we need him to be. So that we don't have to have walls, glory to God. I can guarantee if you come over here, you'll see outside the walls. You know, so many times, you know, we put God in a box. God is not a box God. Glory to God. So come on and see, amen, what God wants to do in your life. Come on and move out into a new season in your own life. Come on and partner. I encourage you. It's only $25 or more. You can hit any of us up on Facebook and let us know that you want to get in touch, amen, with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Hallelujah. If you're out, you know, on our friends, you know, and they don't know you, that's fine. Come on and hit us up because we're going to direct you right over there to them. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame over here on this side. Hallelujah. We're all under one umbrella. Hallelujah. So if it rain on one, it rain on us all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. If you desire, amen, at this time, amen, prayer, you can press the one and I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me what your name, but I do want you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. That's all I'm asking. I want to know what part of the world we're reaching. So if you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the one and I'll bring you in. And if not, we're going to go ahead on down the road. I'm going to open us up in prayer and we're going to hear what the Lord is saying, amen, in these last days. God, hallelujah. You know, many say, well, they've been saying that for the longest, glory to God. You know, yes, but you know, you want to prepare now. Hallelujah. Don't wait till it come and you won't be prepared. Go ahead and prepare now. Hallelujah. You know, think about it. And we're going to open this up in prayer. Hallelujah. You know, when you get ready to make a cake, do you just go ahead and you bake it? Hallelujah. No, you got to prepare. Say, hold up, I got to check, make sure I got some sugar, make sure I got some eggs, glory to God. I got to make sure I got some flour, hallelujah. Make sure I got the right pan for it that I want to cook it in, glory to God. So you learn to prepare, hallelujah. You know, I hear a lot of people saying, well, you know, my plan failed. Well, you know, it ain't the plan that failed. It's like we failed to plan, hallelujah. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to come on and get in. Glory to God. My God. So you'll be prepared. Hallelujah. I want you to go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 8, the book of Acts chapter 8, and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for yet another day, oh Lord, how you have spared our lives, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to just heal those that need a healing, God, on the line on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whether it be someone who has a broken heart, Lord God, whether it's someone who has a broken relationship with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whether it's someone who has been pulled away, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to heal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for we know, Lord, that you are a miracle-working God, and nothing falls short, Lord God, of your miracles. Lord God, we just thank you, God, and we ask you, Lord God, to just heal them, God, in every area of their life, in their lifespan, Lord God, even those who have not forgiven their loved ones. Lord, we ask you to heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know not to have any out against our sisters and our brother, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We lift you up and we magnify your holy name on high, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, God, for we know, Lord, that everything that we need is in you, Lord God. All we have to do is learn how to pray and believe, to walk by faith and not by sight. Lean not on our own understanding, but learn how to seek ye in prayer, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Learn how to be fervent in prayer, in the mighty name of Jesus. Learn, Lord God, not to be selfish while we're praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Not only praying for ourselves, but always pray for others, because Lord, when you fix that for others, Lord God, then you'll fix that what's going on in our life, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, how it shall endure forever. We thank you, Lord God, that you are an on-time God. Oh my God, good God Almighty, you're everywhere that we need you to be, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you're in every thought. You're in every corner of our life, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, and we call the backslider forth right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have walked away from God, we ask you to turn around and come back now, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know he's married to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't walk away because your friends walked away, in the name of Jesus, because he's an on-time God. Glory to God, and everything that you need is in him, hallelujah, not in your friends. Glory to God. My God, you got to know who you belong to. You got to know who you're willing to walk with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord, that you're an on-time God, and Lord, you're everywhere that we need you to be. Lord God, you're even in the cars, Lord God. When we go up and down the street and in the highways, Lord God, you're in the house, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. In everything that we do, we know that you see, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, and we praise your holy name on high, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Huh? You know, I don't know why people think that he don't see some of the stuff that you do. Glory to God. Don't you know he's everywhere? Hallelujah. Don't you know whatever you see? And I've said this many, many times. And don't you know when you look at stuff on the TV that ain't godly, don't you know he see that too? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know, amen, when you're speaking a thing, hallelujah, when you're cussing somebody out, oh, good God Almighty, hey, glory to God. Don't you know he see that also? Glory to God. And his ears ain't stopped up. He hear it too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So everything that you do, hallelujah, don't you know he see it? Hallelujah. I don't know why you think you can hide from God. And then, you know, okay, that's okay, just because my sister and my brother didn't see it. And then I'm going to church and I'm going to sit on the front row. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Next time, don't sit on the front. Make sure you're in the back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. And that's what so many times things happen. I don't know, but we're going to go. Let's roll with it. Hallelujah. Just make sure. Hallelujah. You know what you're doing, and you know that he sees everything that you do. Not some things, all things. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. He see you when you got it to give and won't give. He see you when you hold back on your tithes and your offering. He sees all that. Glory to God. Well, you know what, Lord, I ain't got but a 20 today, and I sure ain't finna break it just to put no money in the church. Well, don't you know if you got another 20 here, he see that one too? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't hold back, because he said he'll hold back no good thing from you. So why would you want to hold back just that little money from him? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into the message. Hallelujah, my God. Chapter 8 of Acts. And I'm going to title this message, God's Gifts Are Not for Sale. You know, we're going to read here what happened in the book of Acts to one man. But let's just go back just a little bit. Hallelujah. You know, the man Stephen, hallelujah, we all know that they stoned Stephen. But, you know, Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost. And he was explaining, I'm just going to piggyback on 7 just a little bit so and catch you up and you'll know where I'm going. Stephen was a man, he was full of the Holy Ghost, glory to God. And he was telling them, you know, why are y'all going to turn your backs on God? You know, you're doing just like your father did, your mother did, and all them. Whenever he brought you out of Egypt, he set you up on high and did all these things for you, fed you fresh manna. And now you want to do the same thing, hallelujah, that your parents did, your Uncle Joe did. You know, Uncle Joe had 2 wives, and he had one wife living on one side of the house and one on the other one, glory to God. And then he had old Bessie living down the street there, glory to God, where he just go down there and he'll see her at night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So you're doing the same thing that your parents did. Hallelujah. You're sinning against God. He said, why would you want to do that? Hallelujah. You know, he took y'all through many things. And then, you know, you asked for a deliverance. And he raised Moses up. And, you know, he set Moses on high so he can go in and help y'all out and bring y'all out of that place of bondage. Y'all. But you want to do, hallelujah, the same thing that they did. Glory to God. Well, because Stephen, hallelujah, was full of the Holy Ghost, they stoned him. You know, and that's how people do now. They stone Christians. It ain't like they do it, amen, with a physical rock, but what they do it with their mouth, hallelujah. They will tear them up and spit them out, glory to God. Just because they don't know who the real God is. They don't know the real Jesus who died on the cross. I always say, well, don't you believe that mess, glory to God, hallelujah. Just because you don't know. Don't try to keep others from knowing. And they stone post Stephen. Let's read it right here. Glory to God. But you know what Stephen did? Even though Stephen was down and out, he was getting ready. Amen. And he looked up and he saw heaven parted. He said, and he saw Jesus sitting at the right side, amen, of the Father. And he knew where he was going. He was still praying for him. You know, he had to be full of something. Come on now. He had to be full of Holy Ghost. If he go in his time of getting ready to descend, you know, ascend on high, he said, don't hold his sin to their charge. Glory to God. Because he knew where he was going. Hallelujah. When he seen that, glory to God, he knew where he was going. Let's get into the word. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles, glory to God. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him. You know what? Glory to God. You see right here, these people here, they stoned him. And Saul was a part of it. Hallelujah. You know, you have to be careful when you're sitting around people. Hallelujah. We have some Saul. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, yeah, later on, you know, he'll do better. But we have some Sauls that will stone people with their mouth just because they serve God and they don't go out to the club and they don't drink and they don't do everything they big enough to do. And they ain't, look, hold up. I know they, you know, they say you persecute me. And no, I don't. Glory to God. That wasn't my purpose. Hallelujah. When I did Ruth, my purpose was to explain how women need to wait, you know, just wait on God. But let's get into this message right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, there are some Sauls that persecute, hallelujah, Christians just because they, you know, waiting on God. They're following what he say do, hallelujah, and they're staying in the church, and they're active in the church. They go to Bible study. They go to prayer, and they mean what they do. A lot of time when people go to Bible study, prayer, and all this, they don't really know who he is, because guess what? Next thing you know, they're coming outside. They're getting up. Hell, yes. Hell. And then they're talking about people. So they're stoning, amen, glory to God, the Christians. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But these men right here, they believed. They were godly men, so they believed what he was saying. So they took him out, and they cried over him. The apostles weren't there, but guess what? They cried over him, and they buried him for them. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and read down just a little bit further. As Saul, he made havoc on the church, entering into every house and hauling men and women, committed them to prison. Oh, my goodness. See, right here, he was committing them in prison. He was taking them just because they believed, glory to God. You know, you have to watch that because, I mean, a lot of people believe, hallelujah, but some will hide because they're afraid of other people. You know what? I ain't going to tell them I love the Lord. I ain't going to tell them nothing. You better stand up. He said, if you be ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you. You better stand up and let them know who you are. You better stand up and let them know, yes, I am a minister. Hallelujah. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and I approve this message, glory to God, even though if nobody won't, hallelujah, I broadcast this station, amen, through the power of the Holy Ghost, good God Almighty, glory to God, my God, let's move on, hallelujah, glory to God, and therefore, that they were scattered abroad, everywhere, preaching the word, hallelujah. Then Philip sent down to the city of Samaria and preach Christ unto them. See, here's Philip. He's preaching Christ. You better go ahead and preach the Christ, amen, that's in you, hallelujah. You better go ahead and have enough word in you to stand up and tell people who you are, hallelujah. You better make sure you got your all your ducks in a row and you don't mind going out telling folks about the Lord, hallelujah, and how he set you free and how he kept you. And just because you meet someone else and they think they may know a little bit more than you, hallelujah, you don't have to exchange words with anybody. Long as you know who you are, then it's all right, hallelujah. You let them suck on their lollipop, hallelujah, and you suck on your lollipop, and you keep on going down the road with Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. You be who he called you to be, and let them be who he called them to be, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Oh, my God, my God. Let's keep on reading the 7, and then we'll talk about it. Glory to God. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voices, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, look right here. Hallelujah. You see, they took what he said. And you know, they saw many miracles. They saw him heal people. He was healing those who were weak and crippled. He was healing those people, hallelujah, who were lame. They couldn't walk. He was healing people to get no demons out of them. Glory to God. You know, that's where he at in these days. He's getting demons out of people that's been, you know, bound up, hallelujah. You know, some got a demon, a sin demon, hallelujah. They got a sex demon. They got a lust demon. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, they're lusting after the wrong thing, my God. And he's delivering you, hallelujah, if you want to be delivered, glory to God. But if they don't, then guess what? It ain't coming. Hallelujah. If you resist it, hallelujah, and someone's trying, you know they're true in the living God in that person, and it ain't going to come out, glory to God, hallelujah. He ain't going to force himself on you, hallelujah. He ain't going to make you receive the word either, glory to God, my God. But they saw many miracles, and they were happy, hallelujah, when they saw this, hallelujah, how he healed the lame, how he cast out demons, hallelujah, how he brought out unclean spirits, hallelujah, glory to God. And there was a great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. You know, Simon thought that he was a great one, you know, and he had been doing that. They said, you know, in here, he had been doing this for years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He thought he was somebody great. because of the things he was doing. But it was sorcery what he was doing. But what they were doing, it was because of the Jesus in them was delivering them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. There's a difference. There's also now witches and warlocks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So be careful. Amen. Who you let pray over you. Be careful who you calling on. Well, I need you to pray. Then you go online and you see all this and you see these people saying, well, okay, here we go. Would you please, I need you to deliver me. I need you to you to help me. And then they'll go ahead and they're praying the wrong thing over you. So be careful when you're doing that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better know what you know. Hallelujah. Ask God to give you some discernment if you need some help. Glory to God. So you can get the right help. My God. Let's move on. Glory to God. To whom they gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. See, they were saying, okay, he was great because he'd been doing that for a long time. But guess what? They were getting ready. They saw, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost in operation. Glory to God. They saw some real power. It didn't have nothing to do with no sorcery. Hallelujah. Nobody brewing nothing in no pot. No witches brewing. None of that. It was a real God. Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That delivered these people. Hallelujah. Through this one. Hallelujah. Philip. Let's move on. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. See, they believed him and they got baptized. Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Now, it didn't say he had no pulpit. It didn't say none of that. It didn't say none of that. It said they were baptized. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. You know, sometimes, you know, as being, you know, Christians and, well, you know what, I got to have a church because I need somebody to recognize me. Glory to God. I don't care if I got a bottle of water and the Lord said, pour it on them. I said, well, hold up. Wait a minute. Do you want me to, you believe? So would you like to be baptized? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So you can do that. Glory to God. But you got to be careful. You can't just go pouring water on people now. Glory to God. But you can get them delivered and set free. Amen. Then you can also point them in the right direction. Glory to God. If they want to be baptized, glory to God. That's what you got to do. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. And wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now then, the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God. They sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. See, look here. Philip, amen. It takes one, hallelujah. You say, you know, one gives the word, you know. Now, one plant, one water, and God brings the increase. Okay, Stephen was planting. Hallelujah. Philip watered. Hallelujah. Then God sent them on over there and let them get the increase, and they got more whenever he laid the hands on them and gave them the Holy Ghost. They received the Holy Ghost. See, they were ready. All right there in a section. Are you ready to receive the Holy Ghost? You know, they've been talking about some Holy Ghost power. Glory to God. Let me back up just a minute. Hallelujah. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, they've been talking about this Holy Ghost power. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, there's some don't want the Holy Ghost power, but let me help you out. Holy Ghost. Let me help you out. Glory to God. You know, but with the Holy Ghost power, it gives you wisdom, understanding, counseling, fortitude. Hallelujah. You can stand up for what's right and you won't care. Hallelujah. Whatever they got going on, you're going to be for what's right. Hallelujah. That's that God, that Holy Ghost power. It's that dunamis power. Glory to God. It'll help you when you get ready to go through some trials, tribulations. Hallelujah. It means, amen, glory to God, rejection. Hallelujah. It may come because you got the Holy Ghost in you. But guess what? You won't care. Hallelujah. It'll give you knowledge. Glory to God. My God. It'll help you, hallelujah, to have a fear of what the Lord's going to do. Hallelujah. If I fall out from where I am, hallelujah, if I push back and don't do what I'm supposed to do, hallelujah, glory to God. A reverential fear of God. Glory to God. So that Holy Ghost power is real. You need that Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. So you can go and push back some things that's coming up on you. Glory to God. So it ain't going to hurt you. Hallelujah. But it's going to help you. Hallelujah. Because it's a power. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So it's not going to hurt you. See, they received it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they weren't selfish. Well, he had already made the way. He done told them about the Lord, you know, and then Philip came along and he added more to it. And then look, hallelujah. It didn't matter. I didn't read him where they got jealous. He didn't care about them coming on, you know, and giving them the, you know, and laying hands on them and they got the Holy Ghost. He didn't care about that. Only do they do it, hallelujah, in ministry, you know, in the world today. Glory to God. If they can't get that person saved, then sometimes people will get mad. But understand, you know, one plant, one water, God give the increase. Hallelujah. And it's okay. Long as they get saved, what difference do it matter? I don't care. Hallelujah. Who it is. Hallelujah. If I talk to a person 20 years ago, hallelujah, I ain't gonna tell y'all my age. But if I talk to a person 20 years ago, hallelujah, then someone else come along. And they give them a word, hallelujah. And then there's someone that I know, and they say, well, you know what? This person got saved under me. Hooray, glory to God. It don't matter. Long as they're in the kingdom of God, stop being selfish. Glory to God. All you want to do is make sure the souls is being saved. But you know, people are doing it now, hallelujah, to get kudos, that's what I call it, glory to God, to get somebody to recognize them, thinking they got power. That's got nothing to do with it, glory to God. It's okay how they got saved, glory to God, it don't matter, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, ain't it good? God is good. Let's keep on moving, glory to God. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then laid they hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Let's move on to 18. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Glory to God. Don't you see right here? Hallelujah. Let's move on down 19 for a minute, then we're going to talk about it. Saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Don't you know, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is not for sale. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, everybody operates in different gifts, you know, and everybody operates in ministry different. Glory to God, hallelujah. But it should all come out to be, hallelujah, the same thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. You know how some people will go and they'll try, well, you know what, I'm going to give the pastor, you know, I'm going to give the prophet about, you know, about $2,000 to $3,000 and, receive that in the name of Jesus, $2,000 to $3,000, you know, glory to God. I'm going to give the evangelist $2,000 to $3,000. I'm going to give whoever $2,000 to $3,000, and then they're going to go ahead and just put me up. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be ready. I ain't got to go through all them steps that they had to go through, amen, to get where they are. I can buy my way in, glory to God. If I do this, then I can have my way in the ministry, and I can do this, and no, that's not it, hallelujah. God's gifts are not for sale. Let's move on. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Oh, my God, you can't purchase God's gift with money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God give out his gifts as he sees fit. He knows who can handle what. Hallelujah. And if you can't handle it, he ain't going to give it to you. Glory to God. You can't be selfish. You can't be self-righteous. Glory to God. And it's all about you, all about you all the time. Nobody else. You can't give nobody else. Amen. You can't. How should I say? Give honor. Thank you, Lord. Honor where honor's due. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't going to give you no more than you can handle anyway. Glory to God. Let's move on. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this, thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. And they told him, say, you know what? You want it for selfish reasons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your heart ain't right. You want to offer us money to give you the gift. Hallelujah. The gift is not for sale. Hallelujah. You can't, amen, buy God's gift. Hallelujah. Look, God gonna give you the gift if you can handle it. See right here? He was already a sorcerer. You know, what was he gonna do with it? He was gonna do it for self gain. Hallelujah. It wasn't nothing that he was gonna do for the people of God. Let's move over. Hallelujah. For I perceive that thou art the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. See, it's saying you are you sinful, thinking that this gift, hallelujah, that you can buy with your money, hallelujah. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. Look at that. He's still selfish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't that just like some people? They always want, okay, y'all pray. I'm going to go over here. I got to go to the movie. I got to go take Tutu somewhere. Then I got to go over there and see Nene. Then I got to go to WM. I got to go to BW. I got to go to CC, you know, and then we going out to eat. We're going to go over here to this restaurant. Hallelujah. We're going to do all these things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. While y'all, I'm going to call y'all and I'm going to give you my prayer list. This is what I need. I need you to pray for JJ. You know, he's been having a hard time. Amen. And it's studies, glory to God. I want you to pray, amen, over here, you know, for my husband, because, you know, he's trying to get a new position, and I want you to pray for him. I want you to pray over here for clear water, glory to God, and give you your whole long grocery list, my long as my arm, glory to God, to pray for you while you're going off doing other things instead of falling on your own rusty knees and calling on the name of Jesus and telling him what you want, glory to God, pushing back your plate, huh? Say, Lord, I'm going to stay here until, Lord God, you give me an answer for my family. I ain't going to call everybody up and tell them to pray for me. Hallelujah. And I'm not praying for myself. Glory to God. That's just selfishness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they went, and they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he was going to send Philip on another journey, glory to God. I never see right here, amen, in the word of God, what it said, well, you know what, Lord, I'm tired, I done preached the word, I ain't going over there now, but that's a soul, amen, that you have to reach, hallelujah, glory to God. And you have to be prayed up for it and be ready, hallelujah. When that time comes for you to pray, hallelujah, for someone who would need your prayer, glory to God, hallelujah. How would you like it if you call someone and say, well, you know what, I ain't praying today. I'm tired, sister. I ain't praying today. Then you're going to feel some type of way, glory to God. Hallelujah. But he said, okay, it's time to go. So I want you to go over here. And he was giving us some instructions to Philip. Hallelujah. I don't see where Philip was selfish in here by saying, you know, I ain't going out. I went over there and preached to these people over here. You know what? I ain't going to have my show today. I'm going to wait. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just not in it. I'm not with it, Lord. I'm not. I just don't know, Lord. Nah. If Christ be in you, amen, glory to God, and the Holy Ghost be in you, it will raise up in you, and it will help you to get where you need to be and do whatever it is he called you to do. If he called you to do a show, amen, glory to God, then guess what? The Holy Ghost going to rise up in you and say, okay, I got you, hallelujah. You won't fall, so I got you. I give you the strength. Ha! Oh, my Lord, huh? Glory to God, and you'll be able to go on and do what you got to do, hallelujah, because every time, I can tell you, when you get ready to do something for the Lord, understand, all obstacles will try to get in your way, hallelujah, but move the obstacles and the popsicles out of your way and continue on, and that's what Philip was going on. He didn't care, glory to God, and he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopian and eunuch of great authority, Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem to worship. Glory to God. See, he was in charge of all the queen's monies and everything. Hallelujah. But guess, look what he found him doing. This is a good thing. He went exactly where he told him to go, and look what he found him doing. He was returning and sitting in his chariot and reading Isaiah. He saw it, the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. That's what he was doing. Hallelujah. And Philip went and ran tether to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. He said, come up and sit with me. He asked him, do you know what you're reading? He said, how can I? Hallelujah. How can I understand if somebody don't tell me? You know, and that's what I'm saying. You need somebody to help you also, people. Hallelujah. Look at Philip. He went over there where he told him to go, and there was someone over there just waiting, for him to explain the word of God to it. Hallelujah. He was reading it, but he didn't understand it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't you know, I'm going to encourage you right now at this point, hallelujah, to get in touch with Apostle Yvonne Rouse. Glory to God. It'd be prophetess Yvonne Rouse. I'm going to slow it down and say it so you can understand. Pastor Joseph Rouse. That way, hallelujah, you can get up under some people who really care, hallelujah, who can help you to understand the word of God. If you don't understand it, hallelujah, you probably have heard them give the testimony, hallelujah. Because I know when I first came up under them, you know, I would be real, real quiet. I wouldn't say nothing. I would just sucking it up, man. I would just eating it up. It was just so good to me. And then I would hear him say, you know, Martha, you there? You there? I said, yeah, I'm here. I listen. Glory to God. I listen. Because you have to have a listening ear to those that, you know, that are over you. So you'll know what to do, how to do, and when to do. Glory to God. And that's what they do. They were teaching. And I'll do it now. I'll be quiet. Well, Martha, you there? Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. Glory to God. I'm steady listening, and I'm steady dictating. Hallelujah. I don't think they said nothing, amen, and I ain't got written. Glory to God, my God. I've got books and books written. Glory to God, of information that they have given. But sometimes I think about it. I'm like, oh, didn't they say that? Well, you know, I got that journal so I can go back and look at it. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, hallelujah. That's a good place to be. See, Philip went over and he was ready and he was explaining the place of the scripture, which he read was, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. See, he didn't understand what I was talking about. He was talking about Jesus. Glory to God. That's what he was talking. It was telling him, but he didn't understand it. So you know, and Philip, hallelujah. Let's see what he did. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man?" He asked him, "Who is he talking about?" He said, "I don't understand." Then Philip opened his mouth and he began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. In other words, he was ready there again. Look at that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to always be ready. Hallelujah. And if you ain't ready, we're going to help get you ready. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. You know, he was talking about Jesus, how they led him he was like a sheep to the slaughter. So he didn't say a mumbling word. When they were leading him up, hallelujah, on the cross, he had to bear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what he was telling them about. And when he began to tell him, and then, you know, the eunuch was ready to receive the word that he was bringing forth. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of people who are ready. There are some that ain't ready. Glory to God. But that's okay. He ain't going to put you in no situation. Hallelujah. For someone who's not ready. Because if you go and give them that word, then like I said, one plant. Hallelujah. Then another one will come along, hallelujah, and water that word you gave them. And another one will come along, hallelujah. And God already said, okay, now it's time to go. And I'm going to pull them in. When you give them, and he's going to give them the increase to the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the way it works. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesar. Oh, my God, look at that. He didn't say he had, wait, he going to the church, and then we're going to go and get you baptized over there. He said, hold up, stop, wait a minute. Yes, I believe. What's going to stop me from now being baptized? What's going to stop you now from being saved? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't going to miss nothing. You ain't going to miss no party, I can tell you. It's a better party over here. You know, they said, well, you know what? Well, y'all go through too much over there. Go, hold up. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. You've been going through all your life. You just wasn't, amen, conscious of that you were going through. But it's better to go through with than to go through without. Let me help you out with that one. Glory to God. You know, some people say, well, y'all just go through too much. Hold up. Wait a minute. Woo! Them church folks just go through too much. My God. But let me help you out. You've been going through all your life. Glory to God. It's just that you didn't know it. But then when you began, when the scales fall off your eyes, thank you, Apostle, when the scales fall off your eyes, then you can receive, hallelujah, glory to God, and see what you're going through. Glory to God. That's what it is. That's what you do. Hallelujah. And that's what it was. He was ready. He was ready at that time. You know, God has a set time on his people to receive the word of God. So those that know the word of God, he ain't going to send you in no place. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you're going to get embarrassed. Hallelujah. If he send you in that place knowing that he got your back, he ain't going to have you to do nothing that you're going to be embarrassed about. Glory to God. Because look at Philip. He just stood over. He said, this is where I want you to go, and this is what I want you to do. And when he got there in that place, he didn't have no trouble. I know for a fact that there are some that want to go higher, amen, glory to God, than they already are. Huh? But the thing about it, you got these people and these things around you weighing you down. You receive the word of God, hallelujah. But the next thing you know, you get mad sometimes when people call you so righteous. Don't worry about what they call you. Understand, hallelujah, every tongue got to sit on its own bottom. It's going to come a time when you're going to have to stand before Jesus yourself. Hey, glory to God. And don't you want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, hallelujah. You don't want to hear him say, well, you know what, I don't see your name written in this Lamb book of life, hallelujah. Because guess what, hallelujah, you decided to go over there, hallelujah, and do what Lulu and them wanted to do instead of serving me, so that glory to God, and doing what I wanted you to do, hallelujah. Now, you have a choice. You know, nowadays we do have choices, hallelujah. He ain't going to force himself on you, glory to God. There's heaven and there's hell, glory to God. I don't have one either or to put you in, glory to God, but I can tell you what the word says, hallelujah. You have a choice to choose this day whom you gonna serve, when you gonna serve him, how you gonna serve him, glory to God, and who you gonna serve under, glory to God, hallelujah. Because see, Philip just went on about his business, preaching the word of God, hallelujah. People trying to, the man Simon was trying to buy, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, so he can go and use it for his own gain, hallelujah. They don't tell him how much he was going to charge him for that, glory to God. Well, see, glory to God, salvation is free, and it's all yours, glory to God. So if you want it, you can get it, glory to God, hallelujah. And don't nobody have to make you, hallelujah. You ain't got to give no money for it, glory to God, hallelujah. It's yours. All you got to do, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do the sinner's prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, God. Lord God, I give you my heart, God. Lord God, I repent for everything that I've done. All things, Lord God. All sins that I have committed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Now you're a blood-washed, born believer. Glory to God. Go ahead and hook up. Hallelujah. With us on Facebook and let me know. Inbox me and let me know. Hallelujah. Glory to God that it was you. You know, you can inbox. You can messenger. Hallelujah. You can email. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can do all these things. Some people want to be, they want to be private. Glory to God. Because they said some of their friends, hallelujah, won't like them no more. Glory to God. Well, it don't matter. God will put you around a new set of friends that's glad that you done got out of that world of sin and into the right place, with the right people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it don't matter. They may cut you short. Glory to God. But that's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't nothing like living for Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, the gift is not for sale. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've already done the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you again. I want you to go on and sow into the ministries. Hallelujah. You know, we're coming up to the end of the year. We're coming up fast. Amen. Glory to God. We only have, a month before Christmas comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go ahead. Amen. And purchase your book. Hallelujah. Purchase Minister Elaine Jackson's book. Go to Amazon and purchase it. Hallelujah. And send it out. You just think about it now. Let me help y'all out a little bit. Glory to God. It's only $1.29. Hallelujah. $1.29. Glory to God. And then you can go ahead. You get 10 of them. And then you can get 10 friends. You ain't spent over $12, $13. Come on. That ain't much. That's good right there. I'm going to help you out. Y'all already got your Christmas gifts. Amen. Glory to God. That's a good read. Go and get it. Amen. And send it out to your friend. When I'm sitting, girl, I'm sending you an early Christmas present. Glory to God. Honey, I'm sending you an early Christmas present. Tell your sons and your daughter. Daughter, I'm sending you an early Christmas present. Well, mama, that's the best thing that ever could happen to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't forget, she's coming up next. Go on and take a break. And then you can go, amen, and hear a word from Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. Coming up next, I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction, and we're going to go ahead on, amen, and get off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.